Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality, as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer, as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at ExpressRanches.com. Not an easy time to be in production agriculture in our part of the world. Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist based out of Oklahoma State University, says that for our wheat producers, decision time looms as we get ready to plant the 2020 hard red winter wheat crop.
So if you can't raise wheat for $5, you probably should look at alternate crops. Also, if you're going to raise wheat, you've got to have protein. Now, I know weather has a lot to do with that, but so do production practices. If you can't produce 12% protein wheat for $5 a bushel, then you've got to start looking for alternatives.
That advice from Dr. Anderson seems fairly cut and dry. Only problem is, what are the alternate crops?
Well, that's a tough question because, cotton, they were looking at cotton. Cotton prices are down below 50 in some areas. You've got the corn prices are in the tank. Soybean prices are in the tank. Sorghum prices are in the tank. You've got sesame and canola prices are relative, they're in the tank. Mm-hmm. So there's just not a lot out there to go into. You go back, 15, 20 years, we brought land out of pasture when we brought it into crop production. I think we may have to take some back the other way because you've got relatively good livestock prices and moving back in the direction that it was, 20, 25 years ago, rather than raising wheat, corn, beans, or milo on it.
Bottom line, before you put a crop in the ground, you need to know your cost of production, given the expected best management practices to succeed in producing a quality crop on your operation. Now, in the midst of all of that, we really are in a very unique, and what Mike Zuzulo, a commodity analyst, says, a very historical situation. When you start talking about the weather of this spring and summer, the U.S.-China trade dispute, now some people calling it a trade war, all these factors piling up on one another.
We are making history in several different layers. The resurvey, because of the pace of planting for corn and soybeans here in the United States being the slowest in at least 50 years, that puts us in a historical situation given the crop and what determines the growing length of our production this year. And when you talk about the latest issues and reaction by China saying they will not buy U.S. agriculture imports, even though a third of their pork supplies may be gone because of African swine fever, and they may be facing historically high pork prices within the next 3 to 6 months. The fact that we have now labeled China a currency manipulator, we have not used that kind of language since the Clinton administration or the mid-1990s. We are in historical times, if you ask me.
You've got farm news on Ron.
Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, it's the 35th Annual Ranch Rodeo, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Come see cowboys from 12 historic Oklahoma ranches compete for bragging rights in 5 events, all in support of the Children's Hospital Foundation. The games begin at 7 p.m., but get there early to shop the trade show or hang out all day Saturday for the Ranch Horse Competition and Kids Dummy Roping. Reserve your tickets today at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE. That's 800-595-RIDE.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.